But let's read Hebrews 11:3. Now watch what he said. Hebrews 11:3. You should be close by. If you can put it up, be good. Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the third verse. Look what he said here in the third verse. Through what?
Faith.
Through faith what? We understand. Now, through your natural mind, through your natural understanding, you were able to get in your automobile from your house or wherever you were. And you drove up on this parking lot, right? You did not get out of the vehicle. Where's the church? They said it was out here somewhere. Where is it? I see a building, but where's the church? You know, because you understood what we was talking about. So we didn't have to go out there and get you out of your state of confusion and lead you in here. You just got out of your vehicle and walked right through the door, and we didn't have to explain to you, now this is where you sit down, find you one of these things, we call them chairs or so forth. Why did you? Because you understood it. And you just walked. Nobody said nothing to you about that because you understood it. Through faith, listen now, through faith, we understand. We understand this. The world will what? Frame how? So we know that. The world was framed by the word of God. So that thing which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So what we are seeing didn't make these things. We understand that. That the God we serve, the God that lives on the inside of us, he's the one. And then he wants you to understand that he created you, you and you and you and you and me, us, like himself. That we can speak his word, and his word will do in our mouth, coming out of our heart, what it did in his mouth. Now watch this. Are you ready for this? Watch this. God said in the beginning, God created what? Heaven and the earth. If you read some other translation, you'll find that word plural. God created the heavens and the earth, because there are more than one realm of heaven. God created the heavens and the earth. How did God create it? The Bible said God said. Right? And that was God, right? But here's God again. Here's God again. I want you to turn to Mark 11, 12. Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, verse 12. Here's God again. We're coming to the scripture. Thank you, Father. In Galatians, we're coming there. But I want you. I saw a portion of that it was, and what I was seeing, it was somehow our internet wasn't functioning right. And this guy was talking about crazy faith. I want to talk about absolute faith. Absolute. So have you found Mark 11, 12? All right, now listen to this. He said, here's God. We saw what God did, right? We saw, he said, in the beginning, God created what? The heavens and the earth. How did he do it? God said, and God believe what he said will come to pass, and he saw what he said. Then we see Jesus, who is 100% man and 100% God. I'll let you figure that out. But anyway, he is. Here's a man going to illustrate the same thing that he believed in his words. He is God. Are you still following me now? When you got born again, it says it like this. I'll say it again so you can see. For God has dealt to every man the measure. This is Romans 12:3. God has what? Dealt to every man the measure. God has dealt to every man the measure. But Ephesians 2:8 says, for by grace are you saved through faith. Now watch it. Now watch this now. For by grace are you saved. For by the grace of God are you what? Saved through faith. That's not of yourselves, but it's what? What is it? Now, God's going to give you a gift. You think he'd give you something that's different from what he is and what he's about? If it's a gift from God, it has to be the same quality that what he is, because he's not going to give you something contaminated. He's not going to give you something that's shipwrecked. He's not going to give you something that's full of holes and full of doubt and unbelief. Because he's a true God. He's a faithful God. Are you still with me? So he said, for by grace are you saved through faith. That's not of yourselves, a gift of God. I mean, God gave you his faith. He created you like him. When man was created, God said, let's make man in our image after our likeness, right? In our image after our likeness. Wasn't that what he said? That means man was created like God. God is a spirit, so are we. So when we got born again, you think he was going to create us different? Because Adam messed it up and man lost his relationship, his connection with God, and he was dead, but God got him back. Do you think he's going to cause us to be reborn and be different from him? No way it could be, right? So